You don't know how much you learn, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, believe it or not, everybody doesn't have a lousy relationship with their family.
Exactly.
There are actually people out there that, you know, they actually get along with their family really, really good. I know you want to smack them, but they're out there. But the level of love that I asked for was ridiculous. It brought up all my stuff, you know, just like pouring water into a pail and all the dirt that settled on the bottom gets stirred up because you're pouring all that clean, clear water in, you know, and that's what happened. It's like there was so much love, anything that in me that wasn't love, it came up for me to take a look at. And the cool part about it is that the part of me that believes in the love is stronger now than the part of me that believes in the fear. And that's a major achievement. The reason why I know it's true is because my life is, I'm just surrounded by people like you. No matter where I go. I don't care if it's in the elevator, I don't care if it's a cab driver coming to pick me up to take me to the airport telling me about how thought is created and how subconscious mind creates our physical reality. And it's about taking responsibility. And the sky represents the feminine and the earth represents the masculine. It's the interactive of that activity that helps create reality. And this was my cab driver. It's tripping. You know, I was out at a club the other night that I sometimes go visit on hip hop night. And because I love the energy of young people, I love how they haven't become so afraid that they don't express themselves yet in the name of maturity. And so when they're out there and they're moving their bodies and they take such pleasure in their bodies and the movements of their bodies and the way that they interact with each other and the energy that goes through them, then I absorb the energy because it's coming from me, it's them, you know. And then I give them back my innocence and my blessing for who they are and having a good time and not saying, well, how could they be more like how my generation is and how come they're not like blah, 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 you know, but actually come there not to judge but to bless. So I'm just sitting there, kick back. Besides, it's the most entertaining thing you could ever watch. It's not like a sacrifice. I mean, you're seeing some wild stuff in front of your face, I'm telling you. Because one girl, she was dancing with one boy, and she had her hands on the floor, and her legs were up here. And then he was dancing with her, and they was having a great time. And she had on a miniskirt. It was like a different mindset. And that was pretty entertaining. But I'm not going to condemn myself. I'm not going to sit around and condemn myself. But see, I say go there to bless them. Sounds like you might have a different goal, Jim. The point that I'm making is that one of the side effects of trying to become spiritual was I became more judgmental than ever. And everything that wasn't like me or spiritual, like what I thought it was supposed to be like, then I was set back in judgment. But it was TV, newspapers, playing games, football games, people dance. All of a sudden, I'm so spiritual that everything else and everybody else around me, they're somehow missing the boat by the things they're doing. But I thought I was being loving. So it was really cool. So it's cool for me to go in these places and bless myself and have a good time and do a little hip-hop dancing myself. And because I like to move my body, because so much of the spiritual trip to me becomes a head trip. And then people kind of turn into talking heads. It's all about talking. Everybody get together and talk. But can't even hug. Scared to touch each other. Scared to reach out and go from one side of the room to the other side of the room and say, hello, what's your name? It's like the little basic things that I needed to do to show that I was beginning to believe I was one. I wasn't even doing those, but I could quote everything the Course said. I could tell you metaphysical principles left and right. But I could not look at somebody sitting next to me and say, bless you. But I thought I was such a spiritual giant. Because until I can do it physically, I haven't done it. Physical reality lets you know what you really believe. Because he says we lie to ourselves. And so your physical reality never lies to you about what you believe. But your physical reality will lie to you about what the truth is. Your physical reality, where your physical senses cannot show you the truth. But your physical senses will always show you what you believe about yourself. So your world is what you believe about yourself. And how you treat the people in your world is the level of consciousness you're on. Isn't that simple? Except it's kind of disgusting if I'm not able to translate this into a physical expression, then that didn't cheer you up. Right. Because I know I can talk this stuff, but I know it's a whole other thing when it comes down to living it. So it's very important not to feel guilty about learning. The mere fact that you even want to get into the more loving part of yourself means you believe in it. Because you only want to be what you already think you are. That's rule number one. You want to be more loving because you think you are. You want to be more abundant because you think you are. What you want to be is a good way to get in touch with what you think you are. Or you wouldn't want to be it. Even if you can't do it now, you want to be it, so you must be it. You want to be it, so you must be it. You want to be it, so you must be it. My job is not to get in your way and to help support you getting there as fast as you can by not trying to hold you prisoner to the scripts and the grievances and the expectations and demands that I have of you about what you're supposed to do to make my life better. So I'm going to take the responsibility of my happiness off of everybody in here. And I'm going to take my responsibility for your happiness off me too. Try. You have a real relaxing day. Anything I can do to help your happiness, I'm willing to help your happiness. I only have one request, that you allow me to be me, and I'll allow you to be you, which means I'm not going to tell you who you are. I'm going to ask you. Beware of the people who are around you that never ask you questions, because they think they already know the answers. If you were truly new to them, they'd be asking you, what do you think today? What do you feel today? What do you want now? How do you feel now? What's going on with you now? So the reason why I wouldn't do that is because I already think I know based on the past. So there's a lot of people that you know who are not relating to a person that's even really there. You know, your parents are relating to a person they knew when you were at home 20 years ago. You're not even there. They don't know you. Isn't that something? So people get really exciting when you take your scripts off of them. They enchant you because now you've taken the limits off of what they can express around you. See, if I said, oh my God, I could never see people dance like that, da 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 da. Well, I would never see that experience. I never would have seen that. It never would have crossed my path. But it wasn't harmful. It was very beautiful. It's very beautiful. You know, people who have hang-ups about the body are just afraid. And if you have a lot of fears around the body, then naturally you want to control everybody else and you want them to be like you. Isn't it great that everybody isn't like you? Doesn't that give you hope? So, I saw my grandson for the first time. That was powerful. I saw my granddaughter, she was 2 years old. And so, saw her, that was very powerful. First time I heard her call me granddaddy.
Careful that you're not sure you like it.
I'm so glad I know that granddaddy doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you know that. I said it again. I'm so glad I know that granddaddy doesn't mean anything. Because I can enjoy being a granddaddy now. Because I know I'm not. I'm Earl playing the role of granddaddy. So she's going to get granddaddy Earl. Not granddaddy on TV. Not somebody else's granddaddy. I ain't going to tell that I got no granddaddy scripts. None. I'm telling that I got no daddy scripts. Drives my children crazy. I'm your daddy, but I'm Earl. But you'll never not make me equal to you. I'm a human, I make errors, I make mistakes, I do the best I can. Everything I do, I'm trying to do the best of my heart. I'm not going to do it right. I didn't create you. but I still want to love you.